Dubuque Rising with Alex Dixon, a surprising gem on the Mississippi. A new podcast series hosted by Alex Dixon, president and CEO of DRA and Q Casino. The podcast focuses on various Dubuque-related topics and provides an inside look at this unique community's future. Here's Alex Dixon.
Alex Dixon here with Dubuque Rising. We've got a great guest in studio here talking about the great local hospitality and brewing scene, Rick Cruiser with Potosi Brewing. And I'd love to welcome you here to the Dubuque Rising podcast and would love to just hear a little bit about you.
Absolutely. Thanks, Alex. I appreciate being here today. Excited to be here to discuss this, too. Personally, I'm born and raised in the Potosi area, just north of here, about 20 minutes. So really, Dubuque's my hometown as well, if you look at it that way. I have three boys that are outside the area, been married for 32 years, have had my first grandchild back in January of this year. So a lot of things going on in our life, and we're really, really happy with it. As for Potosi, Potosi Brewery originally opened in 1852. Why did they choose Potosi, the current location where we're at? It had to do with the location next to the Mississippi River, the caves that are in the hillside behind the brewery, and then the artesian spring water. And just to touch a little bit on it, the location next to the Mississippi River, Potosi owned its own steamship called the Potosi. And what they did, local ties to Dubuque, Potosi made daily trips down to Dubuque, horse, wagon, barrels of beer, came to Dubuque port, distributed beer throughout the Dubuque land, which is really cool. And that's how we actually came up with our current beer named Potosi Steamboat Shandy, is after the daily trips to Dubuque down the Mississippi River.
Wow.
And Iowa joined Prohibition early. Iowa joined Prohibition in 1919, and that put an end for the need to have a steamship, so it actually was sold off after that.
Gotcha.
And then as for the caves in the hill, right behind the brewery are some natural caves where beer was kept and kept cold throughout the years, and it's naturally 46 to 48 degrees in the caves. So before there was electricity, beer was stored in them, and that's how the beer was always kept chilled. Cave Ale, incidentally, that was another name of our beer. Cave Ale is our number one selling beer. It's an amber ale, and that's how we got the name of Cave Ale, because of the caves. And the third reason for people, for the brewery to be put where it was the artesian spring water, which can still be seen today in our brew pub. We have a glass panel going down through the floor, and you can see the spring water flowing through the brew pub yet today.
It's amazing. And so it seems like there's such a great kind of brewing culture here. I just moved from Vegas probably about 2 years ago. And so throughout the Midwest, but specifically here within this region, a lot of great brewing activity here in Dubuque, right downtown Dimensional Brewing and so many others that are here. But maybe just talk a little bit about just kind of your niche and where you find yourself within Potosi, some of the different products and what has been popular and along the way. Would love to just hear your thoughts.
Yeah. Sure. And I'll touch a little bit of the history on Potosi.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like I said, we opened in 1852 and closed actually in 1972 after 120 years in business. The big breweries, a fire, and the need to upgrade equipment we couldn't afford it at the time, kind of shut us down. So we sat vacant for about 50 years. And in 1995, one of our local townspeople, Gary David, who's a member of our board of directors, he purchased the brewery along with his cousin for the back taxes. And in 2000, they formed a nonprofit organization called the Potosi Foundation, who's the sole entity of the Potosi Brewing Company. And we became a nonprofit brewery. At the time, we were the only one in the United States. And so today, there's probably a few more, but we are probably the original nonprofit brewery in the U.S.
Wow, that's such amazing. I mean, clearly, you know, for those listening, again, Rick Cruiser here with Potosi Brewing, but we are a nonprofit within the DRA and the Q Casino, and we're one of two nonprofit casinos in America. And so to know that right up the road, there's this structure that also is doing in the brewing space. And so how does that influence how you run the business, how you lead, and what was why was it incorporated, let's say, as a nonprofit?
It was incorporated as a nonprofit just because they didn't want anybody to be able to control the facility or to close it or have any say in the matter. We wanted to make it a nonprofit organization run by a volunteer board of directors, similar to the DRA. Mm-hmm. And our ultimate goal and our mission is channel all profits into markets served to support historical and educational initiatives and charitable causes. So our goal is similar to the DRA's goal. Is we do have some debt from when we restored the brewery to what we have today, and we're still paying that off, but we are able to make contributions to the community. Our last two, recently, we did give Camp Albrecht Acres some money this spring, mm-hmm. and then Research for the Kids, which supports the Iowa Children's Hospital. So those are a couple of recent donations that we're proud of that we're able to give out. But it's a good thing. We kind of model ourselves after the DRA that once all of our debt is paid for, we'll really be able to step up to the plate and give out even more money. And that's what the foundation was formed for.
That's great. And when did you really get moving forward with the restoration of the facilities and everything within the region?
So when the foundation was formed in 2000, the committee was put together and they decided we were going to restore the brewery to its heyday, to what it looked like back in the 50s and 60s, except we were going to put in a microbrewery and a brew pub instead of a full-blown brewery. So that's what we did, and it opened in 2008. And when we opened in 2008, we also opened housing the National Brewery Museum. Now, we don't own the National Brewery Museum. The American Brewery Association owns the museum. And what they are is a group of collectors of brewery memorabilia from across the nation, or even across the world for that matter. They house it in our facility. When they were looking, 2005, they were looking for a location to house their museum, and they narrowed it down to three cities: Milwaukee, St. Louis, and our town of 600, Potosi. And ironically, they chose us over two big beer cities. So that's wow. Something we're really proud of. So, and if you haven't been there, National Brewery Museum, it's amazing. There's some really good material in it. Forbes magazine called the National Brewery Museum in Potosi one of the top four in the world. The other ones were Dublin, Ireland, Japan, and Belgium, and then Potosi, Wisconsin.
Within the greater region here in Greater Dubuque, we've got, you know, Iowa, Wisconsin, and Illinois. And so there seems to be so much great things happening in Grant County and Southwest Wisconsin. A lot of excitement seems to be happening. What's it like being in, you know, within the community, and how are things changing?
Well, it's great. I was born and raised in Potosi, lived out of the area for about 10 years, and in 1999 moved back. And so It's a small community, and even Dubuque's a small community if you look at the bigger picture of things. And it's just the camaraderie and brotherhood that you get among small town people, and it goes really well. Being in a brewing industry, which is really great because all the other local breweries too, that's like a brotherhood. There is everybody works together for a common cause, and that's to enjoy beer and to make people happy.
Yeah. Who are some of those other folks within the brewing community? Maybe just kind of highlight some of the other folks that are doing great stuff in the region.
Oh, well, like locally here, we've worked in the past with Jubeck Brewing Company, and we work with Dimensional, Seven Hills. We've worked with all of them. We've done a collaboration brew with Seven Hills, and we're always looking at other breweries and what we can do with them.
No, it's amazing. And so we look forward to continuing to involve and get engaged within the broader hospitality community and brewing within here. And so if you look towards the future for Potosi, what are some of the plans, and what does the next 5 years look like for Potosi?
Well, I'm going to rewind to 2015.
Yeah.
2015, we were up and running as a microbrewery, and I'm going to rewind to 2010. Mm-hmm. We decided to brew beer and get it out in the market, take beer to the market. And so we actually teamed up with Point Brewery up in Stevens Point, Wisconsin, mm-hmm. and we contract brewed with them, and we introduced beer into the market in 2010. In 2015, we decided, why not brew the beer ourselves, create some jobs in our community, and brew it and bottle it and take care of it ourselves. So at the end of our parking lot was an empty industrial building that sat there for about 30 years. We were able to purchase it and put in some brewing equipment, and that's when we started brewing our own beer and bringing it to market, which was 2015. And a year ago, 2022, we just started an expansion on the building. We added about 15,000 square feet of space. And then right now, currently, we are going through an entire upgrade of all of our packaging equipment. And one of the ways we brew Potosi beer, but another way to bring in income and to help a nonprofit and to help our mission is we contract brew for other facilities now as well. And so that's one of the reasons we're upgrading right now. Our equipment is so we can bring in more revenue, and more revenue is going to be more money to the community in the future.
Wow, great. So we can get our own Q Casino beer
absolutely.
Over there.
Oh, we could.
Oh, that's amazing. that's awesome. And so then as you think towards the future, you know, what are some of those bigger goals or things that you guys are working towards?
Well, our future, we're getting close to having our debt paid off for the facility when we redid it. So when we get to that point, we'll be real similar to DRA, where all of our profits are going to go out to charities, and we're going to have people write grants, and that's when the fun will begin, when we can start giving our money away. Yeah. And see it going for good causes. Right now we are building towards our future with our new upgrade that we have going in. I'm working on some big contracts that potentially would actually help us create a second and third shift at the facility. So we have the possibility of running 2 to 3 shifts in the future. What that does is that brings more jobs into our community, and that just makes it better for everybody.
Oh, that's amazing. Tell us about any of the upcoming events that we've got going on in the community that we'd like to highlight.
Every year in Dubuque, the fourth Saturday in February is our Dubuque on Ice Brew Fest. It's down at the Grand River Center, and that it gives people in Dubuque and the surrounding area something to do in the winter months when there's not as much going on. We usually get 50 to 60 breweries from Iowa, Illinois, Wisconsin attending, and it's just a great time to try different craft beers and just enjoy the day.
Oh, that sounds like a great time. I can't wait to see it here in person in the next year. And so we're so grateful. Potosi Brewing here with us at Dubuque Rising. Alex Dixon here again, Dubuque Rising. Thank you for joining us today. And I cannot wait to see you out at the Brewfest.
Thanks, Alex. Appreciate it.
This has been Dubuque Rising with Alex Dixon, a surprising gem on the Mississippi. Season 1, which features 4 separate episodes, is currently available for download for free. Visit dradubuque.com for more information.